Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The best places for generating electricity from wind are often places with great scenic appeal, hence conflict. As we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, that's playing out now in Western Virginia.
Right, this story is by Mike Allen, a reporter for the Roanoke Times, and it's about a zoning decision in Botetourt County where an energy company wants to locate 22 turbines at the ridge of North Mountain.
David, this appeared to have been settled 4 years ago when the county supervisors unanimously approved a plan submitted by Apex Energy of Charlottesville. So what changed?
They came back to the county because they decided to increase the height of these turbines to 680 feet. That's as tall as a 50-story building. Opponents were saying these larger turbines creates a greater problem with noise, harm to wildlife, and spoiled scenic views. So the county was trying to weigh that against this company's proposition to set up these turbines that would generate 75 megawatts of energy.
One thing holding up the project since it was first approved was the lack of a buyer for this electricity, but Dominion Energy has agreed to play that role.
Dominion, like Appalachian Power Company and other utilities in Virginia, are under a now requirement from the General Assembly to have all of their energy come from renewable sources by 2045. That's 25 years from now.
Supervisors voted to approve the plan 3-2, a good deal closer than the 5-0 vote of 2016. The next step for Apex is to get permits from the state, so opponents of the project will have a chance to be heard again. Our next story is based on an update from David Jeck, who is superintendent of schools in Fauquier County. But David, it's relevant all over Virginia.
This letter is from Fauquier Now, and it addresses a question that's on the minds of all parents who have school-aged children. When will schools reopen, and what will that look like? Fauquier County, which is in Northern Virginia, came up with a range of scenarios, and they've already ruled out the first one, and that is start schools on time. That is not going to happen, and they're waiting probably until late June, mid-June, to figure out just exactly what it will look like. This could range. These discussions are going on all across the state of having all the kids back in school to having them all at home learning online or through packets of papers sent to their homes or something in between. There's a lot of concern, too, about teachers who may be now asked to juggle students that are both at home and in front of them in their classroom at the same time. In Fauquier, like other places, the last day of school was March 13th. They began online instruction April 14th, but like a lot of rural counties, connectivity is an issue. They did their best to distribute devices and set up Wi-Fi hotspots around the county. A lot of school systems are facing this similar situation where you have kids, particularly in remote areas, or kids that already struggled, that are going to be behind and need to catch up in a very uncertain situation.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.